In Akron, Ohio, workers are busy assembling the next generation of Goodyear blimps. Goodyear already has 3 airships in the United States. Over the next 3 years, it will replace them with a new model, and there are some significant upgrades. Mark Uricki of member station WKSU reports.
Hear that sound? It's familiar to millions of people who have heard Goodyear blimps fly slowly overhead. That's a 1969 model called the GZ-20. It has a cruising speed of 30 miles per hour. The company calls them its aerial ambassadors because they not only get the corporate name in front of people, but really, who doesn't love the blimp? Goodyear estimates that each year some 60 million Americans will see one of its 3 blimps fly by. One who has is Tom Bradley. He's now helping assemble the new one.
I've spent my life watching the Goodyear blimp fly over as a kid. My first recollection is when I was 2 in 1969, and I've just always had a love of the blimps.
Bradley is an aviation mechanic at Goodyear who calls himself blessed.
I have no doubt about it that I am one of the luckiest mechanics ever.
Bradley is working with technicians from the German company ZLT Zeppelin, a descendant of the company that built the Graf and, yes, the Hindenburg. It began working with Goodyear in 1922. In a nearly century-old airship hangar outside Akron, a 7-member crew is bolting together triangular girders made of aluminum and carbon fiber. They'll make up the internal frame of the new blimp. They'll have 3 engines that run on aviation fuel. Right behind the workers rests the old GZ-20 model blimp, which has no internal structure and just 2 engines. Goodyear's Ed Ogden looks over the new version.
I'm asked constantly, will this be called a blimp? Well, the fact is, technically, it is not a blimp. It's an airship. It's a semi-rigid airship. I would never discourage anyone from calling anything that we build out of here coming out calling it a blimp.
The new blimp will carry up to 12 passengers, 5 more than the current model. The new polyester envelope is filled with both air and helium. It'll also be 50 feet longer, stretching to 246 feet, or about the same length as the largest 747 jumbo jet.
It's going to look long and skinny as compared to kind of the chubby one that we have today.
That's Goodyear's Director of Global Operations for Airships, Nancy Ray. While Zeppelin designed most of the airship, Goodyear designed the cockpit at the front of the gondola.
Our current method for flying is completely mechanical, and this is completely electrical and very high-tech.
Zeppelin has 2 similar dirigibles flying in Germany, selling rides to tourists. But you can't buy a ticket for the Goodyear blimp. Rides are invitation only. These are working vehicles. They help televise some 120 events a year, all the while spreading the Goodyear name. They carry more than 80,000 LED lights, a number that's about to double, enabling them to run graphics day and night. A couple years ago, the London-based Event Magazine named the Goodyear blimp to its list of the top 6 guerrilla marketing campaigns. Pretty trendy for the company that's been using blimps for promotion since 1925. The airship is hardly edgy, but one of the pilots, James Cosmos, who used to fly jets, isn't complaining.
The blimps are way more fun. What? 20 miles an hour at 1,000 feet is more fun. You see a lot more, and it's a little bit more of a challenge to fly, too, so it makes it exciting.
Wow. More challenging than a jet?
Yeah, because there's so many more variables, winds and temperatures and, the physics of the helium and things like that that make it more of a challenge.
The new Goodyear blimp is expected to be completed this fall and starts flying soon after. For NPR News, I'm Mark Uricki.